Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good in it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need a spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Well, you might not be thinking it. How long have we been here? That kid is the current United States ambassador to Uzbekistan. So it's been a while. Like, we've been here. Or is it Turkmenistan? I sometimes get my stands confused.
The stands can be hard. Yeah.
Yeah. He's the Department of War secretary, but we're not even sure if that's a real position. No one knows. But he made his bones through mumble rapping videos, and like I know we had a hand in his fame. And his
it's never really prominence. Been acknowledged, though, which is frustrating. I mean, I'm a little hurt. I gotta admit,
you didn't get
that he never
any
even
recognition?
No hat tip, no nothing. You know, even just a little. I don't know, just even a hit like on the social media once in a while.
It's premature, but my unofficial plan is to have him induct me someday into the one of these Hall of Fames. You know,
all
just
right.
Something to have this guy
yeah.
show up, and the room will come to its feet. Oh, there he is, the ambassador to Libya, or one of those. He's gonna be just lavished with praise and love that night whenever it comes. What a start. Football Friday on WGR, brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922. Got to get this out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So the Red Sox lost an elimination game.
Yeah.
Did that change anything about your overall relative indifference to their results? Did it hurt at all?
It stings a little. I was really pulling for the kid pitcher last night. I mean, both teams had rookie pitchers, relatively inexperienced. The Yankee guy was pretty grizzled compared to the Red Sox guy, but it stings a little, but not, you know, I'm more optimistic for the future. Watching this kid pitch last night. I mean, who doesn't love a crafty lefty? He's a crafty lefty. He's not a power, you know, everybody who shows up out of the we talked about it a little bit this summer. Like teams are just calling guys up and they show up and they're throwing 101 on the black. And this guy is like, you know, he's Greg Maddux over here. He's just, you know,
lefty
looping it in there. Maddux. And a lefty Maddux, sure.
He's John Tudor.
So I appreciate that. He pitched very well. And they've got a lot of young guys, a couple of whom weren't even around because they got hurt, you know, midseason or later. So I think they're set up pretty nicely. So I'll be more looking forward to the beginning of the next baseball season than I have been in a long time.
Okay, good.
I think that's where I'm at.
Better for this that they didn't win.
Well,
you'll like them more.
Sure.
Because they didn't win.
And I also, you know, don't have to arrange my Saturday tomorrow around watching them, which I mean, I guess I gladly would have done that, but whatever.
What's that going to be like, 4 o'clock?
I'm off the hook.
The Jays.
I just know they're playing the Jays. The Yankees and Jays are playing tomorrow after noon, I read. I didn't see a time. So I don't have to worry about that. But
4:08.
I did feel compelled with the loss, you know, the 3 days of the series, I wore this throwback Red Sox cap into work for the show, and I decided today, you know what, fly the flag. I don't want to be the guy like, oh, they lost, I'm putting the hat away. Good showing. I didn't think, when I went to see them in August, they were, you know, they were live for the playoffs, but, man, I don't know, June or July, when did they trade Devers? When did that happen? Earlier. I thought they were throwing the towel in on the season, and, you know, they put it together pretty nicely.
That is kind of cool when maybe this is one of these things when your team is a big market team and you can sort of lean into or enjoy when your team sells, or even if you're a small market team, I suppose, sells, you know, let's just say their best player and get better from it, get through it.
Yeah.
And the other team that buys him doesn't make it. Like, that feels good.
Yeah.
Is that, well, not to rush you, but it's not Diggs, right? I mean, it wasn't like the Bills unloading Diggs last year to Houston was exactly this. I mean, maybe a little bit. It definitely was a move.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, to be scrutinized. It was somewhat controversial. Will this work? We're not done talking about it.
There are similarities, I think, for sure. So it's not completely off base at all. Not that you were suggesting it was. I think it works. The complicated thing about that is that I don't know. I don't think I was looking for a reason to walk away from the Red Sox 5 years ago or more. But them acting like, you know, a team that plays in Minnesota, not in Boston, really irritated me. The way they handled Mookie Betts really ticked me off. You know, I should point out they had been right a couple times about turning their backs on big contracts for guys when they were due. Jacoby Ellsbury, for example, is a good one. Like, they were worried about him staying in the lineup and didn't want to commit. They didn't. The Yankees did it, and Ellsbury played, like, I don't even know, like 100 games a year for the Yankees, I think, if that.
Which, by the way, in baseball is not that many.
Right. So, but frustration with them not acting the part, right? They've got this ballpark that is just a cash machine, other big sports interests. Like, they can spend like the Dodgers if they want to, but they choose not to, and that bugs me about them. And so, but that said, right, so them trading Devers is another step in that direction, and that made me really mad, but they became sort of this plucky, but that's, that's like a, that's fake though, like, because they have the resources, they don't have to be, but, you know, it's whether you want to invest in the players or not, because the players are all sort of scuffling to try to make a name for themselves as major league ball players, and you can get behind that, you know, if you can separate the two streams there, because they're very different things. Mad that you don't spend. I don't want to be mad at the guys that are here, because, you know, they're playing maybe above their pay grade.
You know, the Bills have done really well in this area. Like, how many guys have left in the last 5 years and made you miss them? I mean, Wyatt Teller is one name for this. He's a guard. right? I mean, just who cared before or after?
And their line is one of the strengths of the team.
And their line is great.
And
I mean,
they'd already be paying Wyatt Teller $30 million a year if he were still here.
Yeah, like, I don't know if I can do better. Davis leaves. Here was Davis, who, I mean, the Bills lose the game famously or infamously, so it changes this, but puts down one of the greatest stat lines in NFL postseason history. He got not the same year, but then he goes a couple of years ago, and possible that he goes to the right team, he gets a big contract, and he makes you miss him. He does enough where you're like, oh, you know what this team could really use? I wish they just would have kept Gabe Davis. And that did not happen at all. Like, there was just no, we didn't get off the ground on that one. Diggs was, you know, more famous and more important to them, but he's older, and there was the relationship stuff that you always wondered about. And then he gets hurt before Houston's season gets very old. He's gone, and you're like, yeah, well, he's old, and so that's what happens. And other guys,
Tremaine Edmonds signed a big free agent contract with the Bears, and I think the reaction from the fan base was largely, "Thank God the Bills didn't do that."
Good for him,
right? So
goodbye.
Yeah, good for you. Get the bag, like you've earned it. But let someone else do that.
Elam, I mean, they just bailed on that, you know, as early as you really could have, I think. So I mean, that's been part of the not something you think about necessarily, but like the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
The love affair with them is you don't even have, I mean, the Sabres are the opposite. Historically, the Sabres, anybody, they are really the opposite, aren't they?
Yeah,
anybody who leaves the Sabres is destined to win the Conn Smythe Trophy.
Right.
Just immediately going to win the Conn Smythe Trophy.
So the opposite.
Yeah. This is the best thing that ever happened to you.
Right.
We're all thinking that as soon as the Sabres move on from a player. Lucky you.
Mm-hmm.
And
go fly, be free.
And the Bills just have not even had this, I don't want to say burden. Like, so what if they do? You know, if the Bills have had the success they've had since the Diggs trade, but Diggs is also in the Pro Bowl and 1,000 yards, whatever, maybe this year it ends up being something like this, then you really don't care. Like you said about the line when I mentioned Teller. Like, you really don't care, because when you care is if it's somebody that stays good on his new team, and your team is now bad, and there's a big downgrade on your team because of
in
their
the spot
leaving,
where they, yeah, right.
That's
right.
When, you know, that's when the phones light up. That's when, well, you should have done this.
Right.
And there are enough fans to, you know, account for, to represent everything that's ever happened, that you know you're going to get, it's going to sound like we all think they're just dumb for making these moves. The Bills have somehow, I mean, not somehow, but much to their credit, been able to avoid that. Are you interested in Diggs here Sunday? How much a part of your interest in this game is him?
I don't know that I'm... it's a division game. If they had some other receiver that was... like, had the resume that Diggs had, I don't think I feel any different because Diggs is on the team. Like, but that said... sure, it cuts different if he has the game he had last week against Carolina, and they find a way to win the game.
New England.
Then, you know, that's going to sting. That'll sting extra. But going into it, I'm not, like, excited to see him or anything. I'm not worried about them facing him, really. You know, recognizing that he could hurt them. It's more results driven. I guess I would have to admit, like, please don't let him beat me. It would be, you know, him specifically. I mean, you know, if or I guess Mac Hollins, same thing, right?
Mac Hollins.
Like if somebody's going to make a game-winning play to set up the field goal that beats the Bills at the gun, I really don't want it to be one of those guys. But, you know, that's two of their starting caliber receivers, so the chances are maybe decent that they'll have an impact on the game if New England wins it. But I'm not, it does not, you know, New England with Drake May and I don't know, who's an appropriate example of another receiver? If Cooper Kupp, no, is he better than Diggs still at this point?
No.
If Cooper Kupp were on the Patriots, I'd feel the same way about the game that I do sitting here right now. But I wouldn't have, like, please don't let Cooper Kupp beat me. you know,
hot take, Cooper Kupp has never been better than Diggs.
Okay.
Hot take right there. Yeah, okay, right. Doesn't matter what the difference is that he played here. That I don't think there's anything to worry about in terms of Diggs in this on this particular angle. He's a possession receiver now. You know, he was more than that here. The play, and you know, you might ask 10 fans and get 10 different answers. The play that I think of, number one, when I think of Stephon Diggs playing for the Bills,
I know what it
is in New England.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, okay.
It's not Arizona. Is that what you thought I was going to say?
No, I thought you were going to say the 80-yard drop against the Chiefs in the playoffs.
No, I don't think of him like that.
Okay, all right.
I don't think of him negatively.
All right.
I really don't. I mean, that it did end weirdly, but I don't think of him negatively.
I don't either, but that play still stands out to me. So I guess maybe I'm just more negative about it than you are. But I've said all week, like, I don't have anything against the guy at all. He was great here, and, you know, I don't have any animosity toward him.
It's the Monday. It's when Belichick throws the phone. It's the Monday night game when I can't leave my room because I have COVID, and the rules for me are you can't leave your room. So I watched that game. I didn't watch the game. I listened to it downstairs, and I don't know. Maybe I did watch it on my phone or something. But, yeah, it was a terrible fantasy beat. I remember that, too, from that night. Like, I was way ahead. My opponent had Diggs and Allen, and I got beat. It's a play going right to left.
Mm-hmm.
Touchdown.
Does he sort of wave at the defender? Yeah.
Yeah, like that was like peak Diggs where he could separate like nobody. I mean, he was as good as there was at that. But then he could also like run away from you. I don't think this Diggs runs away from you. I think he's making the catch and going down. I think that's kind of where we're at with him. We'll see on Sunday night. I never ruled out the possibility that he would be good for the Patriots because he's been so good, and you never know with injuries like what it's going to mean.
It is. I'm going to say I'm mildly surprised that he's been this good this fast coming off of the injury at his age. Like, I think it's the first real big like leg or knee injury that he's ever had. And I can't remember his Minnesota career, but I don't remember him missing half a season or anything. So, I thought he, you know, that there was doubt about him being ready for the start. And not only did he make it, like he put up a 100-yard game last week. So
his first,
but still, like I'm a little. It's not even a year since the injury, right? It was October last year that he got hurt,
right?
And it was week 5 when the Bills were there, and he was healthy still then. So
we're
not even to a year, and he, you know, and not that that's unprecedented or anything, but still. To see him playing and, you know, looking reasonably like his old self. He is slower. He was slower by the time he left here before he got hurt, I think.
I'm not, like I asked you how much he mattered in your anticipation for this game. Like, the only extent to which he matters to me is really that I'm going to the game and sitting right behind the Patriots bench, and I think my son and I will be eager to look at him
Yes.
in this game. So there's that. But really, like, I'm almost not, I forget about him with the Patriots. I'm thinking about May a lot.
Yeah.
And sort of like the possibility that Allen and May have a long history together, yeah, and what this game is for him and for them.
The bench factor is big, though. Like, if he does make a play, if he gets in the end zone, you might get a show behind the bench. Like,
I love a show.
Him yelling at the fans, I'm him, all that kind of stuff he did that we loved when he did it here. I could see him doing all that. And not to be like a jerk necessarily. It's just, you know, that's who he is. And if he does something important in this game, I think he'll want to make sure you see him.
Am I under any, this, anybody who wants this question can take it. Am I under any obligation to shout back?
No.
Do I need to engage with this at all?
No, absolutely not.
Can I please just sit there and not do that?
But
would
if you,
all right?
But if you get identified by fans, you may be called on. Because, you know, you do host a radio show.
Well, I'll be wearing white. So you'll see me. I'll be wearing white. Assuming I can find something white by Sunday. The Bills email today is, buy this, buy this, buy this, buy this, buy this, buy 10% off. Like, what's that going to cost me? Like, I kind of want to find my own white shirt for this game. But, you know, in an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
The big question, I think, I'm sure a lot of listeners are asking themselves and wondering as they listen to us,
do you have a white Sabres jersey? Maybe that would work.
I have, no, it can't.
Okay.
I got to go as white as possible.
Didn't mean to stop.
I have one white Sabres jersey. Do you know whose name is on the back?
Is it Briere?
No.
I don't know.
Clint Malarchuk.
Oh, wow. Yeah, don't wear that.
Malarchuk 30. Yeah. Doesn't even fit. Like, I can't wear that.
Yeah, okay.
What is that, 1991?
I could loan you my Rob Ray. That would fit you. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm not wearing a Sabres jersey to this game. Right. Under no circumstances. Right. I'll wear a
Leafs
jersey.
I was looking for cheap.
Maybe if
cheap
I wear
white.
A white Leafs jersey, I fit in. Wendell Clark or somebody. I've got that sitting around.
Well, we're all pals with Toronto now.
Oh, They're BFFs. The Bills wish the Blue Jays luck today. We're connected, which is fine. No, I think the big question is, this is a 4-hour show, right? And three of it's football Friday. There's a hockey game tonight. The Sabres have barreled in and they're going to have a game pregame at 6:00, moving in on football Friday, you know, like a boss. Are these guys going to give us another free tight end touchdown bet? Are they going to continue to just give us free money? Will they do it again? Does it have to be a tight end? Just let me know. Does it have to be a tight end?
I mean, that's our branding at this point. We are 3-for-3 in the last three Thursday games. Over
amazing.
Here. Yeah.
Amazing luck.
Yeah.
Who are these people? Jackson Hawes, A.J. Barner, Jake Tonjes. Hawes, Barner, Tonjes. It's not a personal injury it's an accountant. These people are doing your taxes. Mm. Hawes, Barner, and Tonjes are where you're going to get your taxes done. And your taxes are higher because you've just won a lot because they're scoring the first touchdown of every game they play in.
That gambling income too.
I guess Hawes was only the first Bills touchdown, but
right.
Still.
Yeah.
Hawes was something like 1,200, plus 1,200 to score at all.
Yeah.
Barner was 6. Tonjes was 5 last night. Oh, baby. Sam's coming up. Sam, I listened to their whole show. He's like, we mentioned you guys. I'm like, they kind of always mention us
for something, which
I love. I'm vain. I love hearing my name on that show. But I did not hear any reference to the Tonjes gambit last night, but I guess there was one, and I even went back to listened again, just not the whole thing, but like I guess I missed it. So Sam will tell us about that as we talk Week 5 with Sam Paniatovich coming up. Sal will join us at 5 today, the Sabres at 6, and in between, debut appearance for one of the young stars in NFL studio work, Peter Overzet, who was on the YouTube panel for the Brazil game with, who was on that show? Brandon Marshall?
I don't know.
They had a whole team there, and Pete was on it. I watched some of it. He did great. Pete is the man atop the ship chasing Empire. It's more of a fantasy, a shorter fantasy segment we'll have with Pete. But super cool as his friend to see him get to do that on YouTube there before week one. And so we'll talk with him today as well. Sammy P., first up after the break. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Football Friday on WGR, Bills and Patriots Sunday night. We will be back in a snap, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.